Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. We usually think of the Milky Way as a relatively calm place to go about our business. But as Kelly Holly Bockelman, assistant professor in physics and astronomy at Vanderbilt University, demonstrates, the process of mergers and acquisitions made for a volatile past.
Our Milky Way core is a pretty calm place right now. Sure, there's a massive black hole lurking there, but this supermassive monster isn't actively devouring stars, so it's dim and quiet. But there are forensic clues suggesting that a violent event took place at the heart of our Milky Way just 10 million years ago, one that forever changed the structure of our galactic core. Clue number one is that our galactic center is teeming with new stars, all born at about that same time. Clue two is the newly discovered Fermi bubbles, two enormous galaxy-sized globes of gamma-ray light spouting from the core. Clue three is that the center is strangely missing tens of thousands of old stars. My team and I suggest that all these clues can be explained by one single small galaxy collision. As this small galaxy plummeted toward us, it was shredded until only a mere skeleton of stars and its own central black hole remained, and it disturbed the gas in our galaxy core, setting off a new burst of star formation. The remaining disturbed gas funneled into our black hole. The Fermi bubbles are just its energetic burp after a gas-rich meal. Now, what about those missing older stars? We suggest that when our supermassive black hole meets the one in the other galaxy, the two black holes pair up and spin around each other in a relativistic dance that flings out any stars veering too close. Now, unlike a criminal trial, a verdict on the Milky Way mystery doesn't come from a jury of peers, but from more hard evidence. Evidence that either exonerates a satellite collision or that confirms it. Our smoking gun would be finding the missing old stars. They'd be flung from the galactic center at breakneck speeds, and we're searching for them right now.
That was Kelly Holly Bockelman of Vanderbilt University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.